Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This one's for you
tonight. Okay, let's get started.
And then, this is disgusting, Sandoval says that the facts with Miami Girl do not add up, and they're like, everyone was saying that she was on her period and I made her prove it, something that you know, pointing to Kristen, I don't do. He points to multiple people.
This is like his 12 Angry Men moment or yes. Whatever, like he's standing up in the court of law.
He's like, you know I don't go down on girls on their period.
He goes, and Jax knows, and Lisa knows. He points like right at everyone saying that
everyone
knows that I don't have sex with women when they're on their period.
He said it's not his thing.
He's treating this like this is the exonerating evidence that's going to get him off scot-free, and it sounds so disgusting. He's like, you know it. I was like, what the hell are you doing?
He's like, you know for a fact that is not my thing.
And Ariana is just gone. I mean, I don't even know if they pander her, but this does not look good that you're talking about. He goes, and then she said that I went down on her, which you know I would never do.
And Lisa's like, stop,
please. I like that Sandoval thought that this was like the route he wanted to go. Talk about the very specific details of the period.
This is funny because I've seen 2 movies this season that have period sex.
Oh wow, what else?
It's back in fashion. That Netflix one, Fair Play.
Oh, I watched that too. When they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They go into the bathroom and make love.
So there's that. Yeah. And then Saltburn.
Oh, I didn't know Saltburn did that.
It's nasty.
Oh, I saw The Dreamers.
Or not, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course not. Oh, yeah. No, it's cool. But well, Tom doesn't like it. So we're just speaking for Tom Sandoval's point of view.
And then Andy's like, the smoking gun apparently was the description of your dick or whatever. Right. And he's like, she would have agreed with whatever she said. If she would have said it was 8 inches, she would have agreed. If she would have said it was, and he starts to be like, if she would have said it was 2, she would have agreed with it. Like he was like, if she said it was 8, she would agree. And anything other than that, she still would have agreed.
I just feel that Tom had a lot of time to think about this. Ariana does a great job of defending them through their lies. But Tom Sandoval's case, talking about how the stories don't match up. None of the details he said were picking apart the timeline of the story. None of them cast doubt on the series of events. I wish he would have had some better red herring that they could have pointed to.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it was, you need a better case. This one's for you
tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style?
Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.